Callie drove up the road leading to the White Cloud Retreat Center, looking forward to taking a yoga and meditation class from Zen Master Scott to try and get rid of some of the stress she was feeling.
The last few months are catching up with me. What with the holidays and the two murders in the Cedar Bay area that I helped Sheriff Mike solve. I can just imagine how busy the next few weeks are going to be while I try to find the time to put the final touches on our wedding plans. It's only 3 weeks away. I am so ready for this class. This is my wedding gift to myself. Weekly yoga classes.
She smiled, thinking of the wedding present that her fiancé Mike had given her. He was the local county sheriff, and after she'd helped him solve the recent Jeff Black murder case, he'd given her a little female yellow Labrador retriever puppy. The young dog had already claimed a soft spot in her heart. Since Mike and her other dog, Rebel, were continuing to bond together, it was a good thing she had a new dog. The little puppy with the chocolate brown eyes was now 4 months old, and Kelly had named her Lady. She knew it was probably a trite name, but it just seemed appropriate for a female dog that carried herself with such dignity. She could almost feel her soft fur and warm, wet puppy kisses whenever she thought of Lady. It brought a wide smile to her face. True to its name, puffy white clouds had settled on the upper portion of the retreat center, and Kelly could see people working in the vineyard, pruning the dormant vines and getting them ready for the spring growth. She parked her minivan and took her yoga mat out of the trunk. Scott only taught once a week, and from the number of people walking up to the front door, it was pretty clear his class was very popular with the students. She entered the room where the class was going to be held, and spread her mat on the floor, smiling and nodding to several people she knew. Kelly glanced at the clock and realized she had a little time to do some stretches and warm-up exercises before the class started. When Scott walked into the class, he smiled at her as well as at a number of other students. Kelly had taken classes over the years from Scott, and they shared a mutual love of food. He occasionally stopped by the coffee shop she owned, Kelly's Coffee Shop. And when he did, he usually brought her a bottle of White Cloud Pinot Noir wine from the center's vineyard. Scott was one of the most admired and sought-after Zen masters in the United States. People came from all over the country to take seminars from him or be a part of the residential training programs he conducted several times a year. His brother Luke, who according to Scott, had been a successful securities broker in New York, had recently quit his job because of burnout, and had come to the center to help Scott run the rapidly growing nonprofit business. Although the center employed 7 priests and 5 nuns who handled a lot of the center's day-to-day work, Scott still couldn't keep up with the number of people who wanted to study with him. He rarely wore Zen Buddhist robes, preferring blue jeans and flannel shirts, which barely covered his growing girth. His appearance was completely unconventional for what one thought a Zen master should look like.
I can't believe he's so revered in the Zen and yoga circles throughout the country. He's got to be one of the most down-to-earth people I've ever met. I believe he's celibate, but as charismatic as he is, that must present some problems.
She looked around the room and noticed that the first 3 rows of students seated on their yoga mats, waiting for the class to begin, were women.